Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, the government has a plan D for the stalled Vasiliko liquefied natural gas terminal, though it has not yet worked out the timetable for that alternative. Energy Minister George Papanastasiou said on Thursday. He explained that he would not give the same project today as the Republic of Cyprus to this consortium, but that completing the project with the current contractor is the fastest solution. The Republic of Cyprus's first port of call will be to complete the project with this contractor, unless it shows serious weaknesses or its demands are terribly excessive, he said. He noted his ministry's priority is the future of the terminal, which must be operational as soon as possible. The minister added that the contractor will not receive a single euro while the process is ongoing and that the government requires the project to be delivered in July 2024 as promised by the contractor. Moving on, scandal continued to rock the church on Thursday with a new video surfacing of a woman being beaten with a belt by a monk at the now notorious Osio of Akum Monastery. In the video, the woman, who is said to be a volunteer cleaner at the monastery, is seen attempting to give an item to one of the monks, while another monk berates her, then pushes her to the ground and hits her. At some point in the images that ensue, he grabs his belt as the woman is leaving and whips her so hard that, according to reports, the buckle flew off. Speaking about the shocking scenes, police spokesperson Christos Andreou said that the police will begin investigating the incident. Following the viewing of the video across all Cypriot channels, the alleged woman from the video spoke out on social media. She apologized to the monks for the video surfacing and said that it was, quote, doctored. Meanwhile, the political pressure over the ongoing monk scandal has escalated, with the Attorney General's office appointing two investigators on Thursday to examine any criminal offenses related to the case. Meanwhile, MPs have called for the money laundering unit to investigate the church amid new revelation about how the monks paid for social media posts to receive more cash. Justice Minister Marios Hartziotis pledged the government's commitment to fully investigate the scandal and strengthen the team looking into the case. DC MP Dimitris Dimitriou said it was unfathomable that when a safe box containing 800,000 euros in cash was found at the Osio of Akum Monastery, it was transferred to the Thamasos bishopric to be counted instead of being handed over to the police. Elsewhere, preparations were being made on Thursday for a second humanitarian aid ship to set off from Larnaca, with the first 200-ton batch of items, including food and water, expected to arrive in Gaza by Friday morning. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Theodoros Gotsis told media that procedures have started to prepare the second ship, the Jennifer, so that there can be continuity as soon as possible. The second ship is expected to be loaded with 500 tons of items, including sugar, flour, pasta, canned goods and milk, which already arrived at Larnaca Airport and were placed in a warehouse at the port of Larnaca. Gotsis added that next week there will also be a meeting of high-level officials by all interested states and organizations to further plan the Cyprus initiative. And finally, the Limassol Carnival Museum, which was set to launch in 2021, will finally open its doors in 1.5 months, Limassol Mayor Nikos Nikolaidis announced on Thursday. The museum is set to be housed within the Panos Solomonidis Cultural Center and aims to highlight Limassol's rich carnival heritage. The space will consist of relics, photos, videos and costumes from various sources, including institutions, organizations and members of the public, with the assistance from the Patigio Municipal Museum, the historical archive of Limassol. The museum will span 2 floors with exhibition and workshop areas and feature a rooftop cafeteria. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.